This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert with five things you need to know in about 10 minutes for Thursday, October 31st, 2024. Item number five today, Israel. Israel's defense minister, Yoav Gallant, says that the capability of Hezbollah to launch rockets at Israel has been degraded by 80%, that only 20% of their rockets still remain. Some in the IDF want to wrap up the invasion of Lebanon quickly now that this is the case. There are others who want to see Israel make a complete end of Hezbollah because you've got between 60 and 80,000 people who've been evacuated from communities in the north of Israel, some of which we visit when we go to Israel on our Israel tours. They've been out of their homes for a year, living in hotels or with relatives somewhere in the south of the country or the middle of the country. That's not sustainable. These are empty villages just sitting there, part of a military zone. And as long as Hezbollah poses a threat, they're not likely to return. After Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah and his successor were eliminated by the IDF, a new leader, Sheikh Naim Qassem, has been appointed as the leader of Hezbollah. He's been with the group since it began 40 years ago, back in 1982. He's skedaddled. He is now hiding out in Iran, hoping to avoid the fate of his two predecessors. Israel may strike at him just as it did with the leader of Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, who was assassinated in Tehran. Israel's not claimed responsibility for it, but it's pretty well known that the IDF or Mossad was behind that. Anyway, another new development. Israel says it's about ready to mount a laser defense against incoming missiles and rockets. The so-called Iron Beam defense system has been tested recently, showing promise and ready for deployment next year, according to Israel. The system currently in use, Iron Dome, which is pretty effective, still costs about $100,000 for every interception made. Every time it launches one of these anti-missile missiles, that's another $100,000 going up in the sky and exploding, whereas Iron Beam will be able to take out incoming missiles for less than $100 a pop. Let's pray that that is effective, because I suspect there will be other nations wanting to buy that system from Israel. Topic number four, politics. We're getting close to the end of the run here for this presidential election cycle, the weirdest in my history. And now we're learning that the 2016 presidential cycle had some additional deep state high weirdness going on behind the scenes. The House Judiciary Committee is now looking into a whistleblower report that the FBI targeted Donald Trump in 2015, soon after he announced his presidential campaign in June of 2015. This was an off-the-books operation ordered by then-FBI Director James Comey. Now, this predated the Crossfire Hurricane operation that was directed at President Trump. An FBI agent involved in this investigation revealed this off-the-books investigation Tuesday in a protected disclosure sent to the House Judiciary Committee. The whistleblower said two female FBI undercover agents infiltrated Trump's 2016 presidential campaign at high levels and were directed to act as honeypots while traveling with Trump and his campaign staff on the trail. Honeypots, meaning they were basically instructed to try to seduce members of the campaign. According to the whistleblower, the honeypots targeted Trump advisor George Papadopoulos. Now, the question is, who were these honeypots? If they infiltrated the campaign at high levels, I would imagine that photographs of the Trump campaign team in 2015 and 2016 would reveal who those ladies were. I mean, this this is just not supposed to happen. The FBI actively trying to sabotage the political campaign of a candidate for United States president? The FBI is supposed to be beyond politics, and I suspect most FBI agents are, but at high levels, the FBI is compromised and used as an active weapon of the deep state to keep power out of the hands of those who are not approved, those who do not know the secret handshake. Topic number three, bringing back Roe. I don't know if this is happening in your state, but here in Missouri, we're being bombarded with ads on YouTube for something called Amendment 3. This is a resolution that's on the ballot next Tuesday that would modify the Constitution of the state of Missouri to enshrine abortion in the state after the Supreme Court's decision back in 2022 to overturn Roe v. Wade and return the decision of legality, the question of legality of abortion to the states. 22 states have implemented bans or partial restrictions on abortion. Missouri, now one of 10 states in the upcoming election where voters will decide whether to reverse course. And again, the ads we're seeing, it's like every time I click a YouTube video, I get another ad from somebody saying that the ban goes too far and they're misrepresenting the facts. Contrary to what the ads are telling us, women who are in medical need, like if they're carrying an unviable fetus or they're some sort of a medical emergency, doctors are required by law to give them treatment, even if it means having to remove an unviable fetus. I mean, this is not, the ads are not truthful. And contrary to what the ads are telling us, this is not about reproductive health. It's about enshrining the most radical pro-abortion law in the land, in the Constitution of the state of Missouri. I mean, it's even possible, and there are some who are arguing this because of the legal language, and I'm not a lawyer, but language protecting, and I quote, all matters relating to reproductive health care, end quote, it could create a legal path to overturn the state's current ban on gender, let's say gender-confusing procedures for minors. You know, the media is calling it gender-affirming. Language matters. It's not gender-affirming. It's actually gender-confusing. Beyond this measure itself, I think the idea that a simple majority of votes can put something in the state constitution, the idea that the state's constitution can be amended by a simple majority vote of the voters, is just a really bad idea. This is why we're a representative republic and not a democracy. Mob rule is a bad thing because the mob can be swayed by bad ideas, the heat of the moment, deceptive ads on YouTube. I'm not saying we should censor the information getting to people. I just think this is why we elect representatives to go to the state legislature and vote on things. If we're going to amend the state constitution, make it a supermajority, two-thirds, as with the federal constitution. These ballot initiatives where we can change the constitution and enshrine things like, here in Missouri, embryonic stem cell research, which means cloning to farm human fetuses for experiments, is in the state constitution. Happened back in 2006. This is just a bad idea generally. Anyway, enough of my rant. Other states that will be voting on similar measures to reverse the Roe v. Wade ban, reverse the state enacted bans or restrictions on abortion include Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Maryland, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New York, and South Dakota. Item number two today, taxes in the UK. Well, the new Labour government of the UK is not disappointing. It is entertaining, to say the least. I'm just thankful that we're watching it from this side of the ocean. The new the Secretary of the Exchequer, the Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, has just announced a massive tax increase. This stunned the observers in Westminster. The country decidedly moving toward the standard European model of high tax, high spend, a £40 billion tax hike, despite the fact that Sir Keir Starmer, the new prime minister, previously said there was no need to raise revenue beyond the $8 billion Labour manifesto. This is five times that, insisting the country had voted for change and it was time to rebuild. Reeves said the government is going to invest, invest, invest. The government never does anything as efficiently or effectively, other than providing for defense and paving roads and stuff, as the private sector. When the government invests, there are always people along the way who are taking their little percentage, which is why, frankly, the National Health Service is not a model that we in the United States want to emulate. Anyway, Reeves says that she is proud to be the first woman to be the chancellor in the 900-year history of the role, the first woman to deliver a budget. Businesses in the UK saying that this is a perfect storm, with Reeves hiking employers' national insurance costs to drum up an additional $25 billion for the Treasury. And of course, most of that will be passed on to workers. And of course, when you tax businesses, businesses have to raise prices. Ultimately, the cost is not borne by business. It is borne by the people who buy what the businesses have to sell. Anyway, we're praying for you in the UK, and we see now why Starmer and his advisors are sending teams of people over here to try to stump for Kamala, because they want us to have your back. Well, Coming up, speaking of Kamala Harris, she did the meme. Yes, Kamala did the meme again. I'll explain next on 5 and 10.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can watch this incredible new documentary by the legendary Steve Quayle, along with writer and co-producer Daniel Holdings, right now by streaming it at skywatchtvstore.com/stream. Follow the QR code on your screen right now to stream it instantly, or get your very own physical DVD copy when you order the Earth in the Crosshairs special offer. Earth in the Crosshairs demonstrates how the literal gates of hell have opened and what it means for all of mankind. This incredible new film takes you on a journey that examines the transdimensional invasion occurring on planet Earth right now and what the Bible has to say about the end times. Featuring Steve Quayle, Daniel Holdings, Dr. Travis Taylor, Cliff Mahudi, Marcellus Medina, Jesse G., William Henry, and more. But that's not all. When you order the Earth in the Crosshairs special offer, you'll also receive the 2-DVD collection Unmasking the Ancient Gods featuring Derek and Sharon Gilbert. Join them as they walk you step-by-step through full-length presentations on subjects like epigenetics and the age of the machine, self-directed apotheosis, return of the great old ones, Crowley, chaos, and ET disclosure, charting the uttermost north, why Gog of Magog won't be human, and many, many more. You'll also receive The Assyrian on DVD featuring the one and only Ryan Peterson. This special report exposes the dark blueprint of the end times Antichrist that has been hidden within the ancient texts, illuminating a plot set in motion now that will introduce the mysterious Assyrian of the Book of Isaiah, who is set to return very soon. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $100. Yours now for your donation of only $45, which includes free shipping to all U.S. orders. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special opportunity. You can also visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Earth in the Crosshairs special offer.
Item number one today. It's almost become a running joke. Comedians have actually used this in routines now. She did the meme. She can't get away from the standard talking points. Kamala Harris has been really trying to reverse the early part of her campaign strategy where she was avoiding sit-down interviews with reporters because her handlers know that she's just got no substance. There is no there. She sat down with several local reporters, in this case in the Detroit area, about her plans for the economy. Reporter Kimberly Gill asked her this question. What's your message to Michigan voters in terms of the economy? Recent polls in Michigan show that Michigan voters believe that Trump will do a better job of handling the economy and bring jobs back. What do you say to that? What do you think Kamala's response was? If you guessed, let's start with this. I come from the middle class. Yeah, you're right. She did the meme. I was raised in a middle class family and .. That doesn't answer the question, and besides, it's not even true. But she did the meme again. Oh, the resurrection war. We need to remember that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Hard to remember when we are in the middle of a political campaign, but the resurrection war, principalities, powers, cosmic rulers over this present darkness, that's who we're struggling against, and it's all about who gets resurrected at the end of the age. Not the demons, not the principalities and powers, but us, followers of Jesus Christ. So, our next virtual conference, that's why it's titled The Resurrection War, and we released the videos in just about just a month, November 30th, last day of November, 12:01 a.m. Central Time. You get access to all of the presentations, all of us on Skywatch TV, plus a number of our good friends who have contributed. You'll get a chance to watch these in any order you choose. In other words, you essentially set the conference schedule, and you get to watch it from the comfort of your own home. Pause when you need a break. Go back and pick up where you left off. Miss nothing that way. Invite friends over. Have a watch party. Find out more and sign up today at defenderconference.com, and do it by November 15th to get $10 off the normal $95 rate, just $85 through November 15th. Goes live on November 30th, and information and registration at defenderconference.com. One of the presenters is Daniel Holdings. He's our guest on Skywatch TV, the main show this week. Talks with Joe Artis Horn and the Skywatch TV team about the new Steve Quayle documentary, Earth in the Crosshairs. Daniel wrote the documentary, and this week we talk about portals. Are they a thing? Are there physical locations on planet Earth where we make contact with the spirit realm? Steve and Daniel argue yes, and you can find out why right now. Watch the program at our website, skywatchtv.com. You can also catch it over the air. Our broadcast schedules at skywatchtv.com/channels. Watch it on a set-top box, Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire Stick, or if you've got a Roku or Fire TV, make sure you've got the Skywatch TV app or channel installed. All of our video content will be available there. You can also watch it over the internet, YouTube at Skywatch Television, rumble.com/SkywatchTV, or download our app to your smartphone or tablet and bypass the gatekeepers of big tech. This is available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. It's free, and we have links to their app stores at our website, skywatchtv.com/app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.